Well, the Democrats wrapped up their virtual convention last week, and now it's the Republicans' turn as their convention kicks off today. And joining us this morning with a preview of that event is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan, for having me. And we'll start off with the same thing we said for the Republicans. How many people are going to watch? Because of the virtual and the way it was done and not traditional, the watching the TV and the convention was low for the Democrats, and I don't think it will be any different for the Republicans.
So, but as we mentioned, this will be another virtual convention. What are we looking at for talking points for this one, would you say?
Well, I think the Democrats made a mistake not making any reference to the problems in the cities. They did talk about the pandemic, but I do think the Republicans will hit hard on what's happening in these Democratic cities. Like Portland had over 80 days of problems, as did Seattle and other places. So I think the Republicans are going to make that a big issue.
Now, we're there. What about some of the speakers? Who will you be looking for to really watch at on their speaker program?
I'm impressed that the former UN Ambassador Haley, Katie, is going to speak. Senator Tom Scott, the head of the Senate, McConnell. But I hope there's not a lot of Trumps, because I think that would hurt him.
And speaking of Trump, he will, of course, be a very prominent figure in this convention.
They claim every day, and of course his acceptance speech, because tonight he's going to be nominated, different than what the Democrats did. Trump is going to speak, they say, every day, but his key speech from the White House will be on Thursday.
Now, there's also going to be kind of a production aspect to this, because this will be a virtual convention, which means it will be more produced than the last time, and that'll be contrasted with the Democratic convention. So what do you think the Republicans are going to need to do in terms of just production value tonight?
Well, one of the things, they have some delegates that are actually going to be in Charlotte, which was not the case that the Democrats have. So how they're going to handle those people, and whether they're going to be in any area where they can applaud and cheer, I don't know. But they're actually delegates at their convention.
Now, you mentioned, though, some topics that didn't come up, like with the Democrats, they didn't bring up some of the unrest. Do you think coronavirus is going to be at all a talking point for the Republican convention tonight?
Well, in view of what the president spoke about yesterday, you know, this new finding and so forth, I don't know how that will play in. But I think he's going to go after Biden and said, you know, he stopped China, and Biden said that was not a good idea, and then changed and said, yeah, the president was right. But last night when Biden was on ABC television, he said he would not hesitate to close down the country again, and I don't know how that will go over with the public.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be keeping a watchful eye on that tonight. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me, Dan. See you later.
See you.